Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show.
It's a Thrive Time Show on the radio. Yes, it is. Oh, yeah. It's all about you.
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 Yeah.
Say we bring the boom.
Welcome back to this conversation. It's the Thrive Time Show on your radio or your podcast download. And today we're talking about specifically burning the boats and moving beyond wishing. And if you'll turn with me to page number 39 of Think and Grow Rich, the 1945 edition. This is where I'll be reading. And I read, Barnes, this is the guy who wanted to be the intern of Thomas Edison. Barnes succeeded because he chose a definite goal, placed all his energy, all his power, all his effort, everything back of that goal. He did not become the partner of Edison the day he arrived. He was content to start in the most menial work, as long as it provided an opportunity to take even one step toward his cherished goal. 5 years passed before the chance he had been seeking made its appearance. During all those years, not one ray of hope, not one promise of attainment of his desire had been held out to him. To everyone except himself, he appeared only another cog in the Edison business wheel. But in his own mind, he was the partner of Edison every minute of the time from the very day that he first went to work there. It is a remarkable illustration of the power of a definite desire. Barnes won his goal because he wanted to be a business associate of Mr. Edison. More than he wanted anything else, he created a plan by which to attain that purpose. But he burned all bridges behind him. He stood by his desire until it became the dominating obsession of his life and finally a fact. When he went to Orange, he did not say to himself, I will try to induce Edison to give me a job of some sort. He said, I will see Edison and put him on notice that I have come to go into business with him. He did not say, I will work there for a few months, and if I get no encouragement, I will quit and get a job somewhere else. He did not say, I will start anywhere. He said he did not say, I will start anywhere and quit if I do not get encouragement. He did say, I will start anywhere. I will do anything Edison tells me to do, but before I am through, I will be his associate. He did not say, I will keep my eyes open for another opportunity in case I fail to get what I want at the Edison organization. He did say, there is but one thing in this world that I am determined to have, and that is a business association with Thomas Edison. I will burn all future bridges behind me and stake my entire future on my ability to get what I want. He left himself no possible way of retreat. He had to win or perish. So this final move, oh, the knowledge bombs. So this final move of this segment I want to teach you. We're teaching you five moves today, but the final move of this segment I want to teach you. This is where you have to go all in financially. All in financially. Now, if you own a business and you're not willing to go all in financially, you will lose. And so I almost feel like if you're an entrepreneur, you're going to go, well, obviously. And if you're not an entrepreneur, you're like, are you really crazy?
That sounds like real and dangerous.
So as an example, when I bought a company back in the day called Party Perfect, they said, would you be willing to put your home up as equity to guarantee the deal? Would you be willing to put your home up as collateral? Would you be willing to use your home in the event that your business fails? Would you be willing to let us take your home was the question. Would you be willing to let us take your home where your family lives, where your wife has been nesting, where you've been redecorating, where you've had your Christmases, where you, the place where you hang your hat? Can we have that if your business does not work out? To which I said, yes. When I got small business loans to start certain businesses or to grow certain things. To when you sign a lease, you know, when Elephant in the Room, we opened up our first location. And then our second location. I want to make sure everybody gets this. When you sign a lease, right? So this would be guaranteeing a loan would be an example. Another example would be signing a lease. When you lease a business, when you, so Jeff, let's just say then I'm going to go lease a location to open up an elephant in the room store.
Right.
And it's $4,000 a month is the lease, okay? And I have to sign the lease for 1 year.
Right.
That's 4,000 times 12. That comes down to $48,000. Now, let's just say I had to sign a 5-year lease. So can you do the math just real quick? Let's just take 12, right? 12 months times 5. So that's 60 months.
That's 60.
So 60 months times 4. And someone says, that's $240,000, right? When you do radio math, you always want to have somebody verifying.
That's it.
So you're guaranteeing.
You have a calculator up, don't you?
No, I don't. It's my mind, actually. I'm pretty incredible. I drink a lot of fish oil.
It's krill. Krill. You want to switch to krill. That's the new thing.
Really? Krill?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
It's got better. Yeah. I'll teach you.
I thought it was if you want to feel whale, you want to eat that kale.
That's right, too.
Okay. But the point is that that's a $240,000 loan. That's
right.
Like you going to out to the used car dealership and saying, hey, I want to buy 6 of those trucks, and I want to guarantee those personally.
Right.
I mean, that's what that's like.
That's what that means.
Why don't people do that? Why are people so
They're
afraid
scared.
To do
They
Why?
Don't burn the boat. They don't
Why?
Burn the bridges. They
Why?
Don't burn the boats.
Come on.
Because it can be a scary thing. But the problem, we call maybe that, there's a term for that called a wantrepreneur. Like you really
you can't hang.
You like the idea, and
you
it
like
sounds
the
awesome.
Idea. Oh, you
but
like it.
You're only looking at the upside of the trade-off.
Yeah.
And when the downside of the trade-off, which could be, I'll give you an example with the concrete company with my parents.
Yeah.
We had to work under the unfortunate terms of, you know, 60 days, you know, to get paid. Invoice.
Not fun.
Not fun. It was
Dumb.
Terrible. So there would be times where we had $30,000 a week in payroll, $35,000, $40,000 a week in payroll, and we had a line of credit. And guess what was on the other end of that line of credit?
Chicken butt.
My parents' house. And like everything they had ever, you know, built and done it with. So it can be scary, but like you said, something kind of powerful just a second ago. If you're an entrepreneur, that's like awesome. Sweet. I'm able to get access to this capital and all I have to do is like my house is right here.
House?
Sweet, where do I sign? I'm pumped. It's not like a fear thing. It's like, yes, I found my ticket. I'm good to go. Because you know you're gonna succeed. There's nothing gonna stop you.
Now this is the breakthrough idea that I think that a lot of people struggle with, because what happens is when you have no backup plan, you're going to then ignite the fire of desire that is required to inspire.
Oh my gosh.
You are going to light the fire of
desire
that is required to inspire.
To inspire.
I don't think you understand the way entrepreneurs are wired.
Keep going.
No, I'm just saying this is how it is. I mean, a lot of people are they don't you don't understand why I would be willing, hypothetically, to record a radio show at 3:36 in the morning. Why I'd be willing to hypothetically, I mean, why would somebody be willing to work 7 days a week to build their multi-million dollar company, their first one? Why would I do that? Because I was fired up, baby.
Right.
I didn't have a backup plan. I'm telling you what, when you have no backup plan, it will ignite that fire of desire that is required to inspire you.
I think when you talk about that, it's a little bit casual to you.
Yeah.
Because it's normal for you. I think there's a lot of people out there that don't know that feeling. You might call it the fire of desire. You might call it the, oh, crap, we got to make money. Like, we have bills now. That's that entrepreneur spirit,
I
right?
I feel like I should talk about that at our coaches meeting tomorrow morning.
Okay.
I feel like I should do it because I feel like people don't get that.
They don't get it. It's like a life or death.
Yeah,
we talk
is.
About the lion. Talk about the lion chasing you.
Well, this is okay. This is, I always tell people this when they ask me, well, what is the mindset needed to be successful? I said, well, as an entrepreneur, it's awesome because what happens is you wake up in the morning and you go, oh man, the cage is open. Look at that cage. I'm free of the cage. I no longer am in the wage cage. I'm no longer trapped at a job. I'm no longer just over broke, baby. I can make as much money as I want. I am free of the wage cage. Somebody stop me. Somebody, I'm on fire. I'm out of that wage cage. I've got the fire of desire, and I can see that bag of money over there. Ah! Right up over the hill. I can see the bag of money. And all I got to do is get to the bag of money. And all of a sudden you say, uh-oh, there's a massive lion, and the lion is chasing you, and you've got to get the bag of money and get back into the castle and shut the gate. Why are you running to a bag of money and then to a castle? Under what premise? Stop it. The point is, you see the money, and you're sprinting to the bag of money, and when you get to that bag of money, you can then open the gate. You have just enough time to shut the door, and then the lion can't get in behind the castle walls. And then, by the way, you can get up on your fancy wall, use a bow and arrow, and shoot the lion, or you can scald him as he tries to climb up the thing, or you can, which is pouring molten lava.
Capture him and use him as a pet.
Yeah, you could rip his head off, put him on the wall. Whoa. There's a lot of things you could do. I mean, there's moves you could do.
Rip.
Well, when you're behind the castle wall,
you're in charge.
I don't think people understand this. Once you're behind the castle wall. Do you remember the Saturday Night Live skit where Chris Farley was teaching his son to be a scalder?
No.
Oh my gosh! I at some point I'd like to find. I don't know if it's super easy to find. I don't know what to look up. But we'll get there. Someone's listening who's heard this, but he basically the premise of the skit is Chris Farley is working the castle wall with his son.
That's hilarious. Like,
so, Dad, how do you know when to pour the molten scalding lava on the invaders? And he goes, well, son, what you're going to do is you're going to let them get up about a third of the way up that wall. They're going to put the big old ladder on the wall, and they're going to start working their way up. And when they get to a point where their mouth's open, they're like, yeah, I'm going to make it. I'm going to do it. They're waving at their buddies like, woo, I'm going to do this. That's when you pour the molten lava down their throats. And then they will internally die from, and their bodies will burn internally. His son's like, okay. So then it's like, Dad, how do we know when to pour the molten tar? Well, that's when they get really close. That's when they're halfway. And it's funny because you can see them all fall to their death. And it's like, well, Dad, how do we know when to use a flaming arrow? And he just keeps explaining to him how you let them.
I found it. I'm putting a link on the show.
Okay, I would like to watch it. But the point is like, that is like so much. What entrepreneurship is, because once you get to the inside your castle with your bag of money, you're safe. But you literally have to leave the wage cage and sprint to the bag of money. And you can risk certain death, which is why Thomas Edison took forever to make the light bulb. It took him 10,000 failed experiments. It's why Dyson, his wife had a job and he had a job for 15 years developing the Dyson vacuum.
That's a minute.
Before he made it, 15 years. I mean, Tesla was 10 years, which is why I'd recommend that you have another source of income while you're starting your business. Because if you don't, you're going to have a chance to lose. And a lot of times it takes, like a good stew, it takes a while to marinate and to build the reputation needed to develop the compensation that you want. Just because you want the compensation doesn't mean the stew is ready. You gotta let that marinate a little bit. I think you gotta have a little bit of extra income coming on the side. That's why Vanessa and I had three different jobs while we were starting DJ Connection.
Oh, I just had an idea.
Ooh.
As I was thinking about, you know, we were talking about Barnes, and he burned his boats. He got on the trains. He just went off with nothing, with an idea, with a white hot passion. That's like such a literal example of burning your boats if you don't actually travel around on boats. Like, he didn't have a boat to burn. He literally got on a train, stowed away in another town with nothing, and went. That's some commitment right there.
And I think somebody listening to this show right now, you feel this little something inside where you say, you know, I don't know what that is. I feel like
not
I
that get that checked out, but the other thing that they
I feel like I need to get out to one of your workshops. Now,
yes.
Here's the deal. If you go to thrivetimeshow.com and you book a ticket to our conference, it's a money back guarantee. So if you buy a ticket for $99 and for whatever reason you're not happy, we'll refund you the $99. Why? Because it's awesome, and we guarantee it. We've burned the boats, baby, and we'll see you at the conference. My name is Clay Clark. I'm a business coach. Stay tuned, and we come back more about burning the boats and moving beyond wishing to make 2018 your best year yet. Stay tuned.
Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show.
Faces made for radio and not TV. Talking everything from play to Z. Auto watches, bangs, haircuts, and glasses. You want to sell your body, sold to the masses. No classes or prerequisites. Just business school as raw as it gets.
It's a Thrive Time Show on the radio. Yes, it is. Oh, yeah. It's all about you.
All about you.
All about you.
All about you.
All about you. That we bring the boom.
Yes, sir. It's Ian Clay, broadcaster from the box in the 918. Business school in the topic today. Check the syllabus, it's getting you paid. I'm making the business boom, it's what we do. You can do it, let us show you. I'm a father. All right, Thrive Nation. Nation, welcome back to The Conversation. It is the Thrive Time Show on your radio. We're talking today specifically about burning the boats to move beyond wishing. Now, Chup, can you give the listeners who are just tuning in a recap? Because we're reading from page 39 of Napoleon Hill's classic self-help book, Think and Grow Rich, the book that absolutely changed my life. And he talks specifically on page 39 about the importance of burning the boats and moving beyond wishing. Can you recap the four ways that anybody listening, whether you're an employee or an entrepreneur, that you can be all in 2018?
Yep. So let's get over some action steps here. Number one, first thing you can do is the freemium model.
Okay.
Right? So offer your product or service for free or the dollar move. The dollar move, elephant in the room, get your first haircuts a dollar. Freemium example would be Dropbox. They let you try it and it's free up until a certain point and then you get charged. The second move would be internship.
So internship.
It's like the freemium in reverse. You go work for free to prove to somebody what you can do and your character and how you work. Third is you can guarantee your work or your product. Put a guarantee behind it. Make sure you're really good at what you do.
And now, real quick here, you fancy high flying super fast recapping guy.
I'm a highfalutin guy.
The freemium move, it's a dollar for the first service at Elephant in the Room. So it's not technically free, but it's a dollar. It's a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
We talk about this so much on the show. That's a great way to convince a potential buyer. So if you're listening to this show right now,
attention all men in Tulsa. If you're listening to the show right now, you can get your first haircut at Elephant in the Room for just a dollar. For just a dollar.
Why are you making that announcement on a CB? Shouldn't you just use the same microphone?
Listen here. If you want to get your haircut for just a dollar, you can get your haircut for just $1 at the Elephant in the Room. Your mop deserves a better chop. Your wig deserves a better gig. Your lettuce deserves to look just a little bit better. I'm telling you what.
You need to come to the Elephant in the Room. We have three locations to serve you, and your first haircut is just a dollar. Or you could use Dropbox. Dropbox is a file storage, file backup service, and your first time you use it, it's free. The internship. Ryan Tedder, the Grammy-winning artist. Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, Steven Spielberg, you know their names. That was their path
to
fame.
They all started free.
For free. The Guarantee, Quick Trip Gasoline, Zappos, The Shoe People, Warby Parker, The Thrive Time Show Conference, our conferences. We guarantee it's a money-back guarantee. I guaranteed to many of my friends, and I'm guaranteeing to you, James Harrison will be a game changer. Patriots. We just got him from the Steelers. And I know, Dr. J, you're a faithful listener out there in Tennessee. And I just want you to know that a lot of times when you have a radio show, one of the things that they teach you is you never want to say things where you're attacking a specific individual. So, like, you wouldn't want to say Dr. J. Schroeder in your face. Like, that's something I'm not going to say Dr. Schroeder. I know you can't defend yourself, but your Steelers just had a defector. They had a guy on the team who left your beloved Steelers after a long career.
You might say he was stolen.
And at the age stolen, yes. At the age of 39, 270-pound man who's 6 feet tall, James Harrison, has left your team. He's former defensive player of the year. He has left your team, and I'm not gonna say in your face. I'm not gonna do that because that would not be classic. Now, move number four to burn the boats is you must go all in financially in your own business.
Huge idea. Come on.
You can't have a business and just sort of commit to it. I hear so many people. This irritates the crap out of me.
You're going to say
I've had so many partners who've told me this all the time. They say, well, I'll work with you and see if it works out. It's not going to see if it works out, Home Skillet. It's going to win because I'm involved in it.
Yeah.
I am never going to lose. I will not lose. I will just continue coming back like a freaking cockroach over and over and over again until I win. And I don't think people understand the mindset of what it takes. Now, so I'm going to give you an excerpt from the book on page 40 of Think and Grow Rich. I'll read it kind of in a calm voice so I can calm down. Here we go. A long while ago, a great warrior faced a situation which made it necessary for him to make a decision which ensured his success on the battlefield. He was about to send his armies against a powerful foe whose men outnumbered his own. He loaded his soldiers into boats, sailed to the enemy's country, unloaded soldiers and equipment, then gave the order to burn the boats that carried them. Addressing his men before the first battle, he said, "You see the boats going up in smoke? That means that we cannot leave these shores alive unless we win. We now have no choice. We will win or we perish. They won. Every person who wins in any undertaking must be willing to burn his ships and cut all sources of retreat. Only by doing so can one be sure of maintaining the state of mind known as the burning desire to win, essential to success. You have to burn your boats. And so we're giving you specific examples on today's show of how you can burn your boats. And this is the final tip. This is the final one I want to give to all the listeners. This is how the final way that I know to burn the boats. And this is going to be one that really, really is going to unsettle some people. But I mean this. The friends of your enemies must become your enemies. I repeat, the friends of your enemies must be your enemies. Chip, can you explain that? Because you said it's kind of hard to even understand. It's like a family tree sometimes. Hard to understand how.
Right.
How are you related again? The friends. Can you just kind of explain the phrase?
Yeah. So, you know, if the friends of your enemies, you got to realize that if you have an enemy out there and you're palling around, let's use the term, palling around with their friends, they're most likely more loyal to your enemy than they are to you. And in the long run, that's going to come and bite you, right? You have to guard yourself. Only the paranoid survive. That's a saying we say
Andy,
a lot.
Andy Grove was the CEO of Intel.
Yes.
The co-founder of Intel, the microchip people, the microprocessor people. He has said this, only the paranoid survive. Again, I repeat, only the paranoid survive. I'm just giving an example, though.
Yes.
Dr. Z is my partner. For all intents and purposes, he's kind of like my business dad. Kind of like my dad. I mean, my father passed away, and he has been just the kindest, most consistent, most positive mentor, business partner guy I could possibly think of. And if you have a problem with him, you have a problem with me.
It's on.
Because I will not be disloyal to our friendship. And so I'm just trying to explain that to you, that the friends of your enemies, right? So the people who are friends of your enemy, they are now your enemy. You can't be buddies with people that are out there palling around with the people who are screwing you. You can't do it. And the same thing works in reverse. You have to be loyal to your business associates. So we come back. We're going to talk about how to vaccinate yourself and your business from traitors and people that want to screw you over and take all of your business by starting a competitive company to hypothetically take all of your business or to passively, aggressively destroy your hierarchy, your leadership, and your vision. Stay tuned. It's the Thrive Time Show on your radio.
Presenting the world's only business school without the BS, with optometrist and entrepreneur Dr. Robert Zellner and USSBA Entrepreneur of the Year, Clay Clark.
I'm a pop revive with maniacal focus to teach the proven moves, no hocus pocus. Cause get rich quick is not a move, but the proven system will make you laugh and prove. See, I'm more than just a rhymer, like a horse with blinders. Focused on the Thrive Time Show is where you find us. He be the Z and I be the C, teaching business skills from Clay to Z. We both grew up poor, but we're poor no more. The goal of this show is to help you score. So I couldn't see the mic until my son could see, but I learned to rock the mic in the high school scene. A young DJ with a $1 million dream.
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome back to the Thrive Time Show on your radio. My name is Clay Clark. I'm the former USSBA Entrepreneur of the Year, sent here on a mission to get you into a great financial position. And when I say mission, I want to make sure you get this. This is all I do. Like, I have other businesses that make money, you know. Like, I have, there's like an example, just in the hair business. We have three of them, okay? So we have three elephant in the room locations where if I wanted to just do the radio show with you and do nothing else, I could just do the radio show for 2 hours a day, do the show prep. It's about 3 hours a day for the show prep, and I could do the show, and then I could just do nothing. I could just, my day could consist of just, you know, doing nothing. Or I could not do the show at all. I could just, you know, decide not to do the show, and I'm not doing the show, and I'm just making money. Well, the reason why I do the show prep, the reason why Eric Chupp and I are here for you is because we want to help you move beyond just surviving. And I could shout it. Sometimes I could be kind of quiet and deliberate, like, we just want to help you move beyond surviving.
You're really passionate.
We just want to help you move beyond surviving. Oh my gosh. There's some people that, you know, whenever they speak at church, that's kind of their move, is they're like, I just
just want to help you move beyond surviving.
It's the subtle squeak.
And it's kind of,
it shows I care.
And it just lets them know. And Dane Cook has talked about this as a comedian, but those kind of people typically have tears that are right near the surface. And at the first sign of any type of adversity, they so, I just want to move beyond surviving. And then you don't even know what they just said because it gets higher and it spins out of control. Or I could say, you know, in a, I'm super passionate about helping you move beyond surviving.
I want to shout it from a mountaintop.
But this is how I'm going to say it, because I am me, and I just want to make sure you get what I'm saying. Nobody gives a crap about you being successful except for you, probably your spouse, and me. And
true.
Sometimes it's not even your spouse.
There's
so many business owners that we've worked with over the years who will come in and go, why are you so passionate about my business? And I would just say, why is your pastor so passionate about saving your soul? Why do they even believe you have a soul? Why do pastors, A, even believe that you have a soul? Think about that for a second. Why would a pastor even believe that you could go to hell? Ponder that one for a second. Why would they go, well, I not only believe in hell, but I believe that you might be going to hell. I mean, so first off, it takes a lot of faith to believe in a hell. Now, I happen to believe in hell, but let's just say, just work with me on this. What would make a man believe in hell? Well, they've got to have done a lot of research, and they've got to either be A, completely delusional, or B, obsessed. Either way, they are. So what would make somebody say, you know, because a lot of us, I mean, I don't know how you feel about this Thrive Nation, but I know I do believe in hell. And there's a lot of people that I talk to on a consistent basis who I'm like, well, if there is a hell and I do go to that hell, then I'll see you there. Because I know, I mean, because it's a thing where I do believe in hell, and I believe that through salvation and through accepting Christ as my Lord and Savior, I'm not going to hell. But it, to me, it's not like a, well, I kind of believe in. I mean, I'm all in. I'm all in. But let's just say, let's go to the next level. If I truly do believe that there's hell, and then I decide to spend my entire life trying to convince you verbally, mentally, and spiritually to switch your religion so that you don't go to a hell, which I can't prove exists, and you can't experience until you're dead. So it's like, well, it's a bet, but I tell you what, if you're wrong, you'll be in hell, right? You know, but it's
high
like, so now you have to go out there, high stakes, very hot, very hot. So there's somebody, a pastor who's devoted their entire life to helping people avoid hell, that's a big commitment. I mean, it doesn't make any sense logically. Another example of this, of the kind of having a mission like that, is having kids. I have 5 kids. I mean,
whoa,
think about this. Why would you want to go out there and ruin your marital intimacy by having kids?
Ooh.
I mean, for me, and I'm just telling you, Thrive Nation, this is a belief I have, and I know we have kids listening to this show, so I'll keep it vague. I'll just say there's the birds and the bees, and I believe that the birds and the bees story should be read to your significant other every night. That's my belief system. That's my belief system. So why would you want to absolutely kill all your intimacy in your marriage for 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 9 months, whatever, to have a baby? And then the baby will come to earth out of your wife's body. So your wife's body will transform instead of being like a curvaceous palace of sexuality. It will transition into a carrying case for a young soon-to-be human.
Mm.
And then that baby will somehow become your boss. It'll like
somehow
flip the org chart. It'll flip the org chart, and the baby's like, meh.
What?
Meh. And you're like, what do you want? And all it wants is to be fed or to be changed. Meh. And you're like, I swear, if that baby wasn't my baby, you're going, wow, you're kind of angry with babies.
Other people's babies.
Let me tell you what, if I'm on a plane and you have a baby, it's not my baby, we've got a problem.
Let me tell you I'm fighting that baby. No,
that's why I have the cranberry vodka on the plane. But the point is, seriously though, is that if you wanted to have a baby, it doesn't even make sense. Well, then they can grow up and they can carry on the name. If it's a girl, they don't.
Isn't that weird? That's weird.
Furthermore, 2 generations after you're dead, no one knows who you are. So think about this. I want you to think about who was your grandpa. You got that guy in your head? Who was his grandpa?
Don't know.
Right. So, and I guess Papa was super passionate about carrying on the family name, right. And you don't even know what his name was.
Mm.
And we could all go on Ancestry.com for like $10 and figure it out, but we don't want to. Yeah. Why? Because we want to watch The Voice.
Duh.
So the whole thing doesn't make sense. Then when the kids get to be 16, you're like, hey, I need you to go to your room. And they say, I don't want to go to my room. Yeah. Now they're bigger than you physically.
In your face.
So again, you have to have a mission. You have to feel like you're on a mission to have a kid, and you have to feel like you're on a mission to be a pastor, and you have to feel like you're on a mission to be a entrepreneur or to do what we do, which is coach businesses to success. And at our monthly workshops, we have them. It depends upon the time of the year and the holidays, but right now they're bi-monthly workshops. Our next one is February 15th and 16th. It's a money-back guarantee. You can buy your tickets for $99. And if you're, for some reason, not satisfied, you get your money back. But we have some listeners who've emailed us, Chep, and they said, hey, I heard I can get some free tickets to this thing. How do I do that? Walk us through it.
So if you are interested in getting two free $99 tickets to the next Thrive Time Show conference, I have one quick correction.
Well, yeah.
It's not the 15th and 16th. It's the 16th and 17th.
Oh, sorry. I just work here.
That's right. He's excited about it. He wants to get here. He wants it to come faster.
Oh, so, man. I apologize.
It's a Friday, Saturday. So the 16th and 17th. Now, if you want to get two free tickets, you just need to Google search Thrive Time Show and the word iTunes. Okay. Click on the Thrive Time Show link, the result right there. You're going to, when that opens up, you're going to click the open in iTunes button.
Okay. Got it.
Then hit subscribe. So open in iTunes, then hit subscribe.
Got it.
Then do the rate and review. There's the stars. Leave us an objective review. Okay. Just let us know what's on your mind. We love to read those things. Then take a screenshot of that and send it to info@thrive15.com. And you get two free tickets, $99 value each, and a copy of Clay Clark's book, Thrive. So $220 value total.
Stay tuned. We're going to teach you how to burn the boats and to achieve success in 2018. It's the Thrive Time Show on the radio.
Presenting the world's only business school without the BS, with optometrist and entrepreneur Dr. Robert Zellner and USSBA Entrepreneur of the Year, Clay Clark.
I'm a five for five with maniacal focus to teach the proven moves, no hocus pocus. Cause get rich quick is not a move, but the proven system will make you laugh and prove. See, I'm more than just a rhymer, like a horse with blinders. Focused on the Thrive Time Show, that's where you find us. He be the Z and I be the C, teaching business skills from Clay to Z. We both grew up poor, but we're poor no more. The goal of this show is to help you score. So I couldn't see the mic until my son could see, but I learned to rock the mic in the high school scene. A young DJ with the
right, Thrive Nation, welcome back to the conversation. Conversation is the Thrive Time Show on your radio. Check it out on the broadcast or the podcast download. Every single show, it is ecstasy when Chup and Z are next to me. Now, the thing is, Dr. Z, he's been out for a while with the holidays. Now, what he's been doing is he's been getting himself calibrated for an unbelievable 2018.
Fine-tuned.
He's the kind of guy who is all in with his businesses. And so I am all in as a business coach. My entire focus is helping you to start and grow a successful company. Now, he and I have built 13 multi-million dollar businesses throughout the years, and he has focuses on his optometry clinic, his auto auction, the bank. I've got Elephant in the Room. I've got this radio show. We've got our marketing firm. But he's coming back on Monday. And when he comes back on Monday, it's going to be... Do you remember the movie Armageddon?
Mm-hmm.
You do? You remember that movie?
Yeah. I mean...
It was like Bruce Willis.
Ben Affleck.
And the massive man from 8 Mile.
That guy. I do remember that guy.
That guy. Okay. Yeah. So it's that guy. And it's the guy of Steve Buscemi, I think it is.
Yes. Buscemi, whatever his name is.
Stephen Buscemi. And so what happens is it's like they assemble the dream team and they go
Michael
up there.
Clark Duncan. I feel like we had to say his name.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Call him the huge guy from the Green Mile.
And they go out there and they actually blow up a asteroid and save the planet.
Right.
I feel like that's what's going to happen on Monday. Because on Monday, you know what we're talking about on Monday, Chup?
What's that?
We're going to be talking about the formula, the success formula, the six steps that Napoleon Hill outlines in the book Think and Grow Rich, the six-step success formula. It's incredible. Now, let's go ahead and read here from page 40 of Think and Grow Rich for those of you just tuning in. A long while ago, a great warrior faced a situation which made it necessary for him to make a decision which ensured his success on the battlefield. He was about to send his armies against a powerful foe, whose men outnumbered his own. He loaded his soldiers into boats, sailed to the enemy's country, unloaded soldiers and equipment, then gave the order to burn the boats that carried them. Addressing his men before the first battle, he said, "You see those boats going up in smoke? That means that we cannot leave these shores alive unless we win. We now have no choice. We will win or we will perish." And Chup, they won.
Can you imagine? I mean, that's a real deal right there.
So this is the final way that you can burn your boats to make 2018 a absolutely great year for your life and your family. And I just want to make sure that you get the spirit of this, because if you don't, I feel like I'm miscommunicating. I want to be clear with this. Okay, so move number five is you have to know that the friends of your enemies are your enemies. So you have people in life who really don't like you at all. They just don't like you. And what happens is they don't like you because you've stood up for something, okay? So what you want to do is, first off, you want to identify your enemies. You want to make a list of the people that are actually the enemies in your life, the people that have really taken advantage of you. You have that coworker in your office that continues to passively, aggressively attack you when you're not present. You have that sister-in-law, that sister, your actual sister, your own flesh and blood, your brother. You have someone in your life who constantly cannot move on. So every time you talk to them, I had a family member that used to attack me every time I talked to him.
That's always fun.
I would say stuff like, "So, how are you doing?" And they would say, "Well, fine. How are you? What are you up to?" And I said, "Well, my Vanessa is going to be giving birth in the hospital over at St. Francis. And so we're actually at the hospital now. And I just wanted to call you and tell you that she's about ready to give birth, you know, because everyone was expecting, you know."
Yeah.
And this person, he literally says to me, he goes, "It must be nice having insurance. I don't have insurance." And I said, "Well, that's a choice you've made," or a choice. He's, "Well, my employer actually made that choice for me." And I'm like, "Okay, but you chose to work at that job." Well, then he goes on and on and on. Every time he just wants to attack everyone. So you want to, those are conversations that I'm going to continue having as long as I want to have them. Now, once I get to a level where I say, "You know what, I'm done with having that conversation," then I can move on. But you got to identify your enemies, the source of conflict. Also, identify your negative emailers.
Ooh.
Oh. So identify the people who always send you the all caps burning fire emails.
Red text.
Identify
sprinkled.
Those people. Identify your enemies. Identify your negative emailers. Identify the people on Facebook who are negative. Identify the people on Facebook that are negative. Why would you want to do that? Well, it's because there's people on Facebook. Chup, you've seen this. They're just putting hate out there.
Yeah.
Hate.
You gotta just block that stuff.
Can you give me an example? You don't mention the person's name, but can you think of an example of a Facebook post or a Twitter post where you thought, really? Is that what you're... Have you seen that before?
I have seen it, but to be honest, I've blocked so many people from showing up. I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook, but I just kind of scroll fast, and if it's something I don't like
there's
to
somebody,
see, then I'm just gone.
There's somebody listening right now, though, who's not doing that. You're not blocking
right,
them.
Just
keep
so that's
seeing.
What you
got
to do. You don't have to defriend them. They don't even know. You just set block these posts from this person, and you'll never see them again, and it's awesome.
Also, you want to identify the people in your life. Now, this is tough. Identify the people in your life, that are actually friends of your enemy. Identify the people in your life that are friends. Somebody should write that down. That are friends of your enemies. Because these people are fellowshipping with people that hate you.
Right. That's just a weird concept to think of in the first place, right? Like, why would you want to hang out with those people?
This is big. The next move, okay, and I'm just telling you, is I want you to block on your phone.
There's a block button.
The friends of your enemies. Block them. Don't let them call you because you know they're talking bad about you. Block on Facebook. Now, I'm not going to argue with you about this, Chup, but I would say I like to block people on Facebook that are my known enemies. I like to block them. So that way they know that they've been blocked. They know that I've unfriended them. I want them to know that I took the intentional effort to do that.
Yeah.
That way that statement alone says something.
Yeah, I would do that.
I would definitely, though, identify your enemies and block these people. Block your enemies. Chup, why would you want to block your enemies from Facebook, from your phone? Why would you want to do that?
Because if you don't, then they have a direct pipeline into your head. And you get on there and you're going to see their stuff, and it may not have a big effect on you, but you don't need that crap in your life. There's enough stuff in just regular life to put up with. Why put up with that kind of stuff too?
Well, there's somebody out there that needs to hear this, because what happens is every morning you check your email and your day's going great at about 7 a.m., and then you check your email at 7:02, and now your day's ruined because you're allowing somebody to speak hate into your life. It's a former client. It's a former business associate. It's a former partner. It's a former friend. It's a former roommate. It could be a former family member. What? Sometimes you have to have that talk.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, you know what? I know that we were born in the same family, but your negativity has reached a level that I can no longer handle. And if you ever watch this show, Everyone Loves Raymond, he jokes about this a lot. But he always has to tell his mom boundaries.
Right.
Because she always just stops by. Raymond, oh, it's good to see you. I wanted you to know it was kind of weird that your wife would spend $180 at Victoria's Secret.
Mom, I'm in the shower.
And she literally...
In one of the
episodes, she's talking about how his wife is spending too much money at Victoria's Secret. And then the wife is like shocked that she even knows. And she goes... Right. It was in your drawer. I mean, obviously, you've got to be more clever with it. I mean, if you're going to, it's not a secret anymore. You know, and like if your mother is doing that to your life, you just sometimes have to set those boundaries.
Hey, mom.
You're not going to have mental or time freedom this year unless you learn to set boundaries.
Right.
And if you're struggling to set boundaries in your life, then you really need to come out to our workshop.
You've got to.
And that's why we put together the workshops. They're $99 a piece to attend. The next one is in February. What are the dates there, Chup?
16th and 17th. It's a Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday in February. And the tickets are just $99 a piece. Now, if you want to get the tickets for free, some people want to get them for free. How do you get the tickets for free?
So look us up on Google. So search for the term Thrive Time Show and iTunes.
Yep.
You want to click on the link that shows the result for Thrive Time Show. Then you're going to there's going to be a button, a blue button that says open in iTunes on that page.
Yep.
So open up iTunes, hit subscribe.
Right.
A little window will pop up when you hit subscribe and you do rate and review. There's a little tab, rate and review, leave some stars, leave some objective feedback for us. Let us know what you think about the show. And then you want to just screenshot that thing and send it over to info@thrive15.com.
And we'll give you 2 free tickets and a copy of my physical tangible book, the book called Thrive.
Exactly.
Also, if you're listening today and you just want to get a free copy of the Boom book or the Start Here, the world's best business book, it's an Amazon bestseller. You can download it for free today at Thrive Time Show. This is your year to succeed, but you got to burn those boats if you're going to succeed. You got to burn the boats that have kind of been your backup plan. You've got to be all in to have success this year, because if you're not all into your own success, who else is?
Nobody.
And Chuck, we like to end this show with a boom.
That's right.
So as always, get ourselves mentally prepared.
Here we go, Mark.
Here we go. Three, two, one. Boom!
You know that I'm a hustler.